Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is the Induction Paradox. Hypnosis is almost, by definition, a contradiction. You are at the same time more open and more attentive than you would otherwise be, and yet you're sort of distant from the world around you. And this paradox, this contradictory situation, can be experienced in many ways. Now, part of the problem is the experience itself. You can be deeply hypnotized without even noticing it. But if you don't feel anything, how do you know that you've been hypnotized? How do you know that you've been deeply entranced while listening to my words? Isn't it a contradiction in itself that I say you are entranced while you are not so sure? Or is it proof that you can easily sit there and listen to my voice fascinated? Just focus on my words for a little while I talk about the induction paradox. There is lacking a specific definition for the paradox in itself, but it basically comes down to this. You can be incredibly deep in trance without ever knowing it. But if you don't know or notice it, how can it be proven? How can you be certain that you're not just playing along with the suggestions because, well, why not? How can you be certain that the things being told to you are not just welcome ideas, and that the reason that you're participating is all by your own free will? I mean, who doesn't want to do playful, silly, fun things sometimes? Or even naughty things by someone else's words? There isn't a better excuse than saying that someone made you do it. You didn't do it yourself, you were hypnotized, you say to the open world. And yet inside your head you wonder, were you truly hypnotized? Or was it all just playing along? Were you just having fun? Enjoying this idea that if I were to snap my fingers and tell you to drop, that your eyes would just fall shut, your head would fall and slightly go to one side, as if you were deeply hypnotized. The paradox is that you yourself cannot even be completely sure if you were. While on the other hand, you could easily say that many things done to you while hypnotized would not otherwise feel possible. Shivers down your spine as you listen. Just a moment of clarity as my voice just sounds completely awake, like your mind. And yet, you are deeply focused. You are focused on my word because it's an interesting thing to listen to. Seemingly absurd, perhaps contradictory. And yet, the more you investigate it in your mind, it may prove to be true that you were hypnotized. that when I tell you to drop, you do so without really thinking. Sometimes light, sometimes heavy. Other times I may even count your mind down, and you can then feel that slow fall from 10 to 9 to 8, deeper 7, further 6, relaxing 5, floating 4, drifting 3. Just an idea, a dream, a fantasy, and a contradiction. The induction paradox can catch hold of us all. Being under hypnosis without even realizing it, responding to the drop without even thinking about it. And yet you still remember, or do you? Do you truly remember every drop? Or did you miss one or two? Did you forget to drop? Or did you not remember when you dropped? Did you remember to forget the drop? Or did the drop occur before you could remember? See, all these words do lead to a simple point. The paradox within hypnosis. Being controlled while you participate. Following and choosing to follow. And yet feeling out of control. A sense of involuntary participation. And yet, you could stop any time you wanted. Could you? Could you really? Right now, with your eyes so heavy, almost glued shut, could you open your eyes if you truly wanted to? See, that little flutter in your eyes is you trying and listening to the drop. Is the enjoyment of responding. But the measure of how you respond is not for me to define, but for you to refine. See, the beauty of the drop is not just in my words. It is somewhere deep inside your mind. While you do not know if you're hypnotized, your subconscious knows it. The information is hidden deep inside, further falling, floating, drifting deeper. Perhaps you could recover it if only you went deeper into this state of trance where you focus on my words. And drop at a moment's notice. Perhaps you are hypnotized, and maybe you're wide awake, listening to my words, just feeling nice, relaxed, and floaty, and dropping easily again. Is this an induction or a fractionation? Is this a deepener or a drift? Are you floating on my words? Are you adrift in the sentences? Are you just bobbing on an ocean, lacking thoughts? The induction paradox is in a way proof that hypnosis works. While you do not know it, it still occurs. While you cannot easily measure it, the effects are very present. And while the induction, the trance itself, cannot be seen directly, the ripples of them, the sweet sensations, the wonderful wonders, the incredible intensity, and the subtle surprises, they still float in and out of your view. They still go up and down through your mind. And while you wake and drop easily, just listening to my words, not even realizing when the wake and the drop occurs, you listen and you enjoy the contradiction and absurdity of this proposition. See, all I propose to do is for you to enjoy. All I ask of you is a moment of your time where you can listen and just forget to think for a little bit. And all I do is just speak to you. I listen back. I try to see how you respond. And then, if I notice that little flutter, I might ask you to wake and drop again. And who knows how deep or how little you dropped? You wouldn't be able to answer that question. No matter how much you lacked thinking right now, no matter how few thoughts are left behind, answering the question of how deep you are is, in a way, proof of the induction paradox. Do you think you are deep? Or are you so deep that you don't know what you think? Are you able to judge, but does that not mean that you're unable to actually let go of your thoughts? Or is it true that you're able to let go and listen even deeper while you're able to judge that you're deep? Maybe you're so experienced that the idea of trance is so ingrained upon your brain that listening to me puts you into that state almost automatically. And listening to something like this only confuses and seduces you to listen more. And maybe not. Maybe you're smiling as you're listening to this, enjoying the feelings of frustration and confusion spreading through your mind. And I'm keeping it simple. It's not like I'm talking fast or trying very hard to confuse you. No, I'm simply pointing out a contradiction, a little paradox. So now that I've explained the paradox a little, I want to ask you a question. How deep do you think that you aren't? Drop even deeper. And very well done. You did very well in listening to me. It's not always easy to follow along with words that just float by. And yet you did. You kept your attention. It doesn't matter if you kept it all the way through perfectly, but you're here now, which means that you did listen. So did you listen because you wanted to? Or were you hypnotized? Are you still falling deeper and deeper into trance? Or are you too deep to fall even further? Well, I will leave that one up in the air, ready to fall even further. In a moment, this file will end, and when it does, if my voice follows, you can stay nice and deep. And if something else follows, or if nothing follows at all, you'll awaken, refreshed, at your own pace, and hopefully you've enjoyed the induction paradox.